Recorded books and one-click digital present The Crimson Cord, Rahab's Story, by Jill Eileen Smith, narrated by Callie Bollier. Part 1. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men secretly from Shittim as spies, saying, "Go, view the land, especially Jericho." And they went, and came into the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab, and lodged there. Before the men lay down, she came up to them on the roof, and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that, as I have dealt kindly with you, you also will deal kindly with my father's house, and that you will save alive my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death." The Book of Joshua, chapter 2, verse 1, verses 8 through 9, verses 12 through 13. English Standard Version. Chapter 1. Jericho, 1406 B.C. Rahab draped the pale blue scarf over her head and shivered in the pre-dawn chill. Her two sisters, Kala and Adara, took some convincing, but in the end, they had followed her on the short walk to the city's public gardens in search of the dead carcasses of the female Coccus ilicus, the crimson worms prized for their deep scarlet dyes. "You know the king's servants have probably already stripped the trees bare," Kala said, resting a protective hand over the growing babe.